The Apology of the Augsburg Confession, in its Article 21 on the proper veneration or commemoration of the saints, provides three reasons for doing so. The first is to give thanksgiving for the mercy shown to the saints. The second is for the strengthening of our faith, for when we see the mercy of God given to them, we should realize that that mercy also overflows and extends to us. Finally, we are to follow the example of the saints first with regard to their faith, secondly with regard to their other virtues. James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John were among the 12 disciples of our Lord. James is called the elder or the greater in order to distinguish him from James the less, who was perhaps shorter in stature or younger in age than the son of Zebedee. We know nothing of James' early life other than that he was the brother of John, the beloved disciple, and probably the older of the two. James and John may have been from a higher social level than the average fisherman. Their father Zebedee was a fisherman on the Lake of Galilee who could afford to hire some boatmen or servants. It is probable, according to Acts 4, that John and with John, his brother James, had not received the technical training of the rabbinical schools. In this sense, they were unlearned and without any official position among the Jews. But according to the social rank of their parents, they must have been men of ordinary education in the common walks of Jewish life. They had frequent opportunity to come into contact with Greek life and language, which were already widely spread along the Galilean Sea. The call of St. James to the discipleship of the Messiah is reported by Matthew, Mark, and Luke. The two sons of Zebedee, as well as Simon Peter and his brother Andrew, with whom they were in partnership, were called by the Lord upon the Sea of Galilee, where all four, with Zebedee and his hired servants, were engaged in the ordinary occupation of fishing. The sons of Zebedee immediately left their nets and their father and followed Jesus. They became fishers of men. James was afterward, with the other 11, called to the apostleship. In all four lists of the apostles, the names of James and John, along with Peter and Andrew, form the first group, perhaps a prominent and chosen group. James and John, together with Peter, at times constituted something of an inner core of three among the 12 disciples, at least on several occasions. They were privileged to behold the transfiguration of Christ, to witness the healing of Peter's mother-in-law, to be present at the raising of the daughter of Jairus, and to be called aside to watch and pray with Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane on the night before his death. Jesus nicknamed the two brothers sons of thunder, perhaps meaning that they were headstrong, hot-tempered, and impulsive. And so they seemed to be in two incidents reported within the Gospels. On one occasion, Jesus and the disciples refused the hospitality of a Samaritan village. At this point, James and John proposed to call down fire from heaven upon the offenders. The other occasion occurs in our gospel reading. On the last journey to Jerusalem, the mother of James and John came to the Lord and said to him, "Say that these my two sons may sit, the one at your right hand, the other on your left, in your kingdom." The two brothers, still ignorant of the true nature of the Messianic kingdom, joined with their mother in this eager ambition. And on their assertion that they were willing to drink the chalice that he drinks of, and to be baptized with the baptism of his sufferings, Jesus assured them that they will share in his sufferings. The place of honor in the kingdom was a place of suffering. James won the crown of martyrdom, perhaps 14 years after this prophecy was given. Shortly before Passover, James was beheaded by the order of King Herod Agrippa I. This Herod was grandson of the Herod the Great, who tried to kill the infant Jesus. He was nephew of Herod Antipas, who killed John the Baptist and examined Jesus on Good Friday. He was father of Herod Agrippa II, who heard the defense of Paul before Festus. Herod reigned at that time as king over a wider domain than that of his grandfather. He sought to please the Jews and thus showed great regard for the Mosaic law and Jewish customs. In pursuance of this policy, on the occasion of Passover, he perpetrated cruelties upon the church whose rapid growth had incensed the Jews. In this particular instance, he appears to have gone after the leaders of the fledgling church, as Peter is arrested shortly after James is killed. According to our text, Herod killed James, the brother of John, with a sword. According to a tradition that comes down from Eusebius and was received from Clement of Alexandria, it is said that the accuser who led James to judgment was moved by James' confession and himself became a Christian. Legend has it that they were then beheaded together. In any event, James was the first of the 12 to suffer martyrdom and the only one of the 12 whose death is recorded in the New Testament.